couple of days ago, Rob Ray, former hockey player, and now a big shot broadcaster in Buffalo and business guy, had his people reach out to Merriam and I to get some airtime to promote his homecoming reunion in Sterling on Saturday. He's coming back to town to raise some money. He's joining us now, I think, from Buffalo. Are you there?
We're here. Yes, I am.
How you doing?
I'm doing well. You?
Not bad.
I'm pretty good. Thanks for asking.
Well, I was asking Sean.
Oh, okay. So I'll just
I didn't
sit
know you were there.
Yeah,
so I apologize for that. I didn't know you guys worked together.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay.
When I talked to Sean, he said it's all his show. It's his thing. I apologize for that.
Okay. We'll blame it on Sean then.
First of all, Mr. Ray. No, that's too respectful. Rob, don't send me
pictures. I go by Sugar.
Don't send me pictures of you and Lindy Ruff fishing on Lake Erie yesterday. Like, you're the king of name dropping or name photoing.
No.
Yeah, you are.
I was working.
Oh, what were you working on?
I was just working.
You're out with the coach, Lindy Ruff, on a boat fishing. How is that work?
Well, he needed a lot of advice because he's got his hands full here. So he's accepting advice from anywhere he could possibly can. So I was just trying to straighten him out a little bit and let him know what he should be doing.
Rob Ray.
You know what? We got guys. I'm telling you what, Sean, we have 40 guys that live here that you know, alumni. So we're together all the time. Actually, here at the rink right now with Rhett Warner and kids are skating. There's so many guys. That's kind of your...
Nice.
That's your who you hang out with. That's what you do. So it's a lot of fun. We don't look at it as a coach or anybody that's still involved. We're just friends.
Yeah, not using it for name dropping or anything like that.
No.
You're in town on Saturday. You're trying to raise some funds for Sterling Minor Hockey and also the Curling Club. Nice of you to come back. Tickets are moving well. They've sold two now so far, so you still got some family. So, what kind of stories are you going to share on Saturday night?
Can I be 100% honest with you? I've texted and asked what my responsibility is, and nobody has given me an answer yet. So I've been put on that need to know basis thing, and I'm like, I don't know. I'm going back home. They asked me to do it. My sister's a great person, but you know the information is very limited in what she passes on to me, and I just kind of do what I'm told.
Okay. Well, you're going to be there on Saturday with Mark Dobson. Mark, involved with the Winnipeg Jets and the NHL as well.
Yeah, Mark's from Sterling. He actually played hockey with my Uncle Robert. And Mark spent a lot of time in the NHL as a scout and all that. And he spent a lot of time. And he's a good guy. Good guy, very smart guy. He's done a good job.
Well, we're going to put some audio up on our blog at mix97.com. We'll draw attention to your visit coming back home to raise some much-needed funds for minor hockey and the Curling Club there in Sterling on Saturday night. A little meet and greet, and you're going to share some stories, and so will Mark. I'm sure you're going to get asked about fighting Ty Domi all the time. You're going to get that. What would you answer to that?
Was it a good experience? Was it a bad? I think it was a great experience because, you know what, I got to know him now that everything's over and now, you know, we're good friends and it's been good.
At
the time,
good.
People expected it. It was entertainment. We're in the entertainment business, brother. We have to entertain. I know they got away from it a little bit now, but that's all part of it.
Yeah,
right? Brother.
No, I get it. I mean, now a lot of that showbiz has been taken out of the NHL, you know?
Yeah, and that's why crowds are down. That's why that's the only reason people are watching playoff hockey, because that's when it's fun again.
Yeah. What do you think of Edmonton? They going to do it?
I don't think they can.
Well, couldn't we?
I think they'll...
Why are you so negative, you know?
Not negative. I'm just saying. I'm just saying. I think that Florida, they pulled back a little bit, but once... winning four in a row, that's not going to happen. Or it shouldn't happen. If it does, then everybody in Florida should blow the team up. But I don't think it's going to happen.
Yeah. Well, I wish we had more time, but...
No, you don't.
Good luck on Saturday.
You really don't. You wanted to get this over with as quick as possible. I know you did.
I hope to come on Saturday night and ask you a couple of tough questions, make you think a bit.
I hope that you're possibly invited, maybe.
Yeah.
Buy a ticket.
Maybe I'll take you out on Moira Lake sometime. You know, I used to go fishing with a guy you know and I know, Steve Bancroft, for years. Yep. I don't get invited anymore because he used to have to put the worm on my hook, and he said he's done with that. So I don't get invited to go fishing in Medoc anymore.
Huh?
Will you take me out?
You should learn from that. No, I don't have time to take you out when we get there, no. You can come down here, I could take you sometime.
I'd love that. Hanging out with your name dropping, Lindy Ruff.
Photo-dropping.
You can meet whoever you want.
He's the king of name dropping, Miriam.
And you're also, Sean. Don't put it past you, okay? You're as guilty.
All right, thanks, Rob Ray. Appreciate it.
All right, Sean. Take care of you, too.
See you on Saturday.
Hopefully not.
Oh, sorry. I was just told tickets are $20. I'll watch the video on YouTube when they post it, okay?
Okay, do that, okay?
All right. Thanks, Rob. Appreciate it.